The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden spoke with Chinese leader Xi Jinping by phone, a call the White House described as candid and constructive. It touched on topics that included Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and security. The president also spoke with celebrity chef Jose Andres after seven workers with his World Central Kitchen charity were killed by an Israeli strike as they worked in Gaza. Could this mean the U.S. would rethink providing aid for Israel? National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said,
"You want us to hang some sort of condition over their neck. And what I'm telling you is that we continue to work with the Israelis to make sure that they are as precise as they can be and that more aid's getting in. And we're going to continue to take that approach."
A second channel's been opened, allowing boats to bypass the debris following last week's bridge collapse in Maryland. Large ships still cannot get past. Wall Street's worst day in 4 weeks saw the Dow and NASDAQ each drop one percentage point. This is ABC News. New evidence is shedding light on the fatal police shooting of a 15-year-old girl who had been kidnapped by her father in 2022. She was killed as a gun battle between police and her father took place at the end of a chase.
When 15-year-old Savannah Graziano was killed by police bullets in 2022, the sheriff in San Bernardino County indicated she may have been firing at deputies and ran at them.
Starts to run towards sheriff's deputies.
But new video released under a Public Records Act request shows Graziano was following instructions when she was shot and killed. This deputy had an audio recorder at the end of the chase. It appears she was shot by deputies who had a different view of what was unfolding. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Judge in Boston ruled migrants flown by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to Martha's Vineyard can sue the charter flight company. Their attorneys say they were offered housing and employment if they boarded the flights. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. There is a winter storm warning for Monroe, Vernon, and Richland counties until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Also a winter weather advisory for Iowa County, as well as a wind advisory for tomorrow from 1 a.m. until 10 p.m. for the entire WRCO listening area. Windy tonight with possible power outages. Gusts may reach 50 miles per hour. Another 3 to 5 inches will fall. Low will be 31. Winds will be northwest 20 with gusts up to 35. Snow in the morning tomorrow will put down an additional 1 to 2 inches or so. High 37. Winds will be north 25 with gusts up to 40. Windy tomorrow night with scattered snow showers and minor manageable accumulations with a low of 30. Winds north 20 with gusts up to 25. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and we are receiving snow. In fact, we have received 1.5 inches so far at the WRCO studios after receiving 11/100ths of an inch of rain, and our current temperature is 34 degrees. And because of the weather, we have these announcements to pass along. All after-school activities in the Richland School District are canceled. This includes the STING program. The Brewer Public Library is closed. Richland Youth Shooting Sports BB Gun Shoot that was supposed to be held at 5 o'clock is canceled. Dance Elite classes in Prairie du Chien, Fenimore, and Richland Center are canceled. Line dancing at the Richland Center American Legion, which was supposed to be held at 6, is canceled. The Richland County American Legion Council meeting that has been postponed to April 10th at 7 p.m. at Richland Center American Legion. Also due to the weather, rock blasting operations on Wisconsin 130-133 will not start until Thursday at the earliest, depending on how much snow is received. The start of rock blasting may be pushed back the next week. Also, H&R Block is closed, and for tomorrow, the Richland County Senior Nutrition Program has announced that meal sites will be closed and there will not be any home-delivered meals.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Employees at the universities of Wisconsin will soon receive parental leave. Eligible employees will get 6 weeks of paid time off after a child is born or adopted. The Board of Regents will review the policies Thursday. Full-time employees who've been on the job for at least 6 consecutive months would be eligible starting July 1st. Part-time employees get a prorated amount of paid parental leave based on the number of hours they work. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a bill passed by the Republican-controlled legislature that would have banned high school transgender athletes from competing on teams that align with their gender identity. Evers had promised to veto the bill ever since it was introduced. Democrats did not have the votes to stop its passage in the legislature. He vetoed it Tuesday in the Capitol, surrounded by Democratic lawmakers, transgender advocates, the mayor of Madison, and others. Republicans don't have the votes needed to override the veto. There will be an August primary for the 96th Assembly District. Steve Campbell, a businessman from Viroqua, announced he is running as a Democrat. Campbell will face former La Crosse County Board Chair and congressional candidate Tara Johnson in a bid to win a seat held by Republican Lauren Oldenburg, who announced he is also running to stay in the Assembly. The Democratic primary will be on August 13th. Today is Election Day. Polls are open until 8 tonight. We will be watching a number of races and referendum questions on today's ballot. There is a mayoral race in Richland Center between incumbent Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. There is also a race for the Richland County Board in District 8 between incumbent Gary Manning and Cheryl Dahl. Voters in the Village of Lone Rock will be choosing 3 trustees from a field of 5, Steve Morgeson, Adam Reno, Alvin J. Christensen, Corey Ewers, and Brad Seymour. Residents in the Village of Cazenovia, Ward 2, will be choosing 3 people to serve from a field of 4, Chris Latica, Tim Hanko, Christy Bauer, and Terry Waslick. The Sauk County Board of Supervisors has a number of races, including District 22 between Sheila Carver and Jean Berlin. And there is a race for Sauk County Circuit Judge Branch 3 between Blake Duran and Nancy Tomey. School referendums concerning Richland County residents include the Kickapoo Area School District, Richland School District, and River Valley School District. The Kickapoo School District is seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. If it is approved, the funds would be phased in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district will have the authority to tax for an additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if it's not needed. The Richland School District has 2 questions on the ballot. The first comes with no tax increase. It is a non-recurring operational referendum seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $2.3 million for the 2024-25 school year, $2.4 million for the 2025-26 school year, by $2.5 million in the 2026-27 school year, and by $2.6 million in the 2027-28 school year. The second question is a capital referendum seeking $27,160,000 for facility improvement projects and upgrades. If question two is passed, residents would see a $14.76 tax increase per month based on property worth $161,000. The River Valley School District also has two questions on its ballots. The first question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact on taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just question one or two or both. There are also a number of write-in opportunities in the area, including for Richland Center City Council, District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3, where Ron Fruit is an official write-in candidate. Four seats on the Richland County Board will be elected by write-in. They are Districts 7, 9, 12, and 20. There are two official write-in candidates registered. They are Elaine Hendricks for District 7 and Mark Gill in District 9. In the Richland School District, Area 1 East will be filled by write-in. Lee Van Landite is an official write-in candidate for that seat. There are also two proposed amendments to the state constitution. According to Wisconsin Watch, the amendments could reshape how elections are run in the state. The first question seeks to prohibit the use of private grants or cash donations for election costs. The second question seeks to restrict election-related tasks to election officials only. We will keep you updated tonight on WRCO, beginning in the 8 o'clock hour after the polls close, and we'll let you know how the election is going. The American Red Cross is asking you to roll up your sleeve and become a donor to help defend the blood supply by giving blood or platelets now to combat a monstrous fact. Only 3 out of 100 people donate blood. A blood drive will be held Friday from 2 to 6 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Baraboo, and again Saturday from 8 to noon at the Midland United Methodist Church in Mazomanie. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation is now accepting applications for its Healthy Community Partnership Grants, which provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. Those working on innovative ideas, collaborative projects, or programs who need seed money for the implementation are encouraged to apply. Grants are awarded 2 times per year, spring and fall, with a maximum grant award of $2,000 each cycle. The application deadline for the spring grant cycle is April 15th, with all monies awarded by June 15th. Eligible programs and activities for funding include health education, disease screening, fitness and wellness assessment and improvement, research speakers' fees related specifically to health and wellness, and serving the areas underserved. The project must impact residents in SSM Health St. Clair Hospital's service area. Practitioners in all fields of health, educators and school districts, employers, civic organizations, and service clubs are encouraged to apply. Collaborative proposals are always welcomed. For more information regarding the Healthy Community Partnership Grant Program and to obtain a grant application, contact Julia Randles, SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Director, at 608-356-1449 or visit stclair.com/foundation and click on the Healthy Community Partnership Grants link. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting entries from 3rd to 5th graders for the Air Air Everywhere Poetry Contest. The annual DNR-sponsored contest, now in its 13th year, is designed to raise awareness of the importance of good air quality in honor of Clean Air Month in May. The DNR encourages teachers and parents to submit original poems and riddles created by their students. The 3 winning poets will have their work featured on the DNR website and social media channels. Entries must be 200 words or less and describe air and/or the importance of clean air. Writing must be the original work of the student. Each entry must include the author's name, the name of the parent or teacher, and the parent or teacher's email and phone number. Entries can be submitted as a Microsoft Word document, PDF, or written in an email. Google document links will not be accepted. Email entries to DNR Air Education at Wisconsin.gov. The deadline to submit entries is Friday, May 3rd. Contest entries will not be returned and will become the property of the contest sponsor. Be sure to check out the Wisconsin Air Quality Facts and Information Guide to help students complete their riddles and poems. This resource is filled with facts on Wisconsin's air quality history and its current status to help students understand the state's air quality. More information on the Air Air Everywhere contest is available on the DNR website. Central Star Cooperative, serving dairy and beef producers in the Upper Midwest, is accepting scholarship applications until June 1st. The cooperative is offering seven $1,000 scholarships. Scholarships are available for two types of students. Applicants must be presently enrolled in a four-year college or a one- or two-year technical college or short course program in an agricultural-related field. Applicants can also be a high school senior admitted into one of the aforementioned programs. The applicant or their parents must be a stock owner of Central Star Cooperative. Central Star's goal of enhancing producer profitability through integrated services is fulfilled by incorporating an array of products and services critical to dairy and beef farm prosperity. The cooperative serves dairy and beef producers throughout Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana, with additional DHI territory in various surrounding states. For more information and applications, visit Central Star Cooperative Incorporated at mycentralstar.com.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on Careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died March 22nd. A celebration of life will be held this evening from now until 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center. Terry J. Deckert, 78, of Gillingham, died unexpectedly Wednesday. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry J. Deckert, 78, of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River, died Sunday at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday, April 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, April 12th from 4 until 7, and again Saturday, April 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. With this week beginning on April 1st, we would be April Fools not to let you know that, even though the Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Cat Adoption Center remains closed to the public, you can view pictures and descriptions of many of the cats that are currently available for adoption from OMHS on Facebook. This can be done even if you do not have a Facebook account by going to facebook.com/Okooch Mountain Humane Society. In addition, you can still meet the cats currently up for adoption from OMHS in person at the adoption center, but only by appointment, by messaging on Facebook or calling 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with WRCO. Recent model runs have this system smacking into Lake Michigan, stalling and wobbling westward, which is why we're looking at higher snow totals. Here's the deal. Heavy, wet snow and strong winds are going to be impacting travel, making it quite hazardous. In fact, a narrow, heavy snow band continues to hit parts of the area. Coming down at an inch per hour this afternoon, it dropped visibility down to a half a mile or less. While most of the snow during the day collected in the cold, grassy surfaces, it still left many roads wet or slushy. Now tonight, as temperatures drop and snow continues to hit hard, several more inches of accumulations are expected, especially over western and central Wisconsin. And not to mention, the winds are on the increase tonight. They're going to be feisty, gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. So while we're under a winter storm warning in effect now until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, overnight tonight at 1 a.m., a wind advisory goes into effect, and that lasts until 10 o'clock tomorrow night. With the heavier, wetter snow landing on trees and branches and power lines, and brutal winds knocking against that, power outages are possible. And if you dare hit the road, visibility could be near zero at times as winds will be whipping, blowing, and drifting that snow around and recovering the roads that were plowed. So there's a long night ahead of clearing road conditions that will last through tomorrow even after the snow stops because the winds won't. Another 3 to 7 inches is likely tonight with locally higher amounts possible, making this evening and tomorrow morning and possibly into tomorrow afternoon's commute treacherous. Avoid travel if you can. The system will kick on out of here by Thursday, but the winds will still be hanging around a bit. Highs will hit the mid-40s and we warm even more as we push into the weekend. 50s will return, sunny skies and calmer conditions. Hang in there, Wisconsin. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving snow, and it is 34 degrees after a daytime high of 37 and a morning low of 36. Yesterday's high was 45, and we received 38 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1929 is 77 degrees, with record low of 10 above, set back in 1886. Last year's high was 60 with a low of 27. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:29 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:40. Right now, the winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.48, and so far today, we have received 1.5 to 1.75 inches of snow after receiving 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And once again, currently our temperature in Richland Center is 34 degrees. And a reminder, there is that winter storm warning for Monroe, Vernon, and Richland counties until 10 a.m. tomorrow. And then also a winter weather advisory or winter weather advisory for the remainder of the WRCO listening area tomorrow until that time tomorrow as well. And also there is a wind advisory for the entire WRCO listening area tomorrow from tomorrow at 1 a.m. until 10 p.m. So it's going to be very, very windy tomorrow with that prompts the wind advisory. And we have these cancellations to pass along. All after-school activities in the Richland School District are canceled today. This includes the STINK program. The Brewer Public Library is closed. Richland Youth Shooting Sport BB Gun Shoot is canceled. Dance Elite classes in Prairie du Chien, Frenemore, and Richland Center are canceled. Line dancing at the Richland Center American Legion, which was supposed to be held at 6 tonight, is canceled. The Richland County American Legion Council meeting has been postponed until April 10th at 7 p.m. at the Richland Center American Legion. Due to the weather, rock blasting operations on Wisconsin 130 to 133 will not start until Thursday now at the earliest. Depending on how much snow is received, the start of rock blasting may be pushed back until next week. Also, H&R Block is closed, and for tomorrow, the Richland County Senior Nutrition Program has announced that meal sites will be closed and there will not be any home-delivered meals. And we will pass along any other cancellations as they come in.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. And the Brewers had their home opener today, and luckily enough, there is a roof on AmFam Field. And right now, good news, in the bottom of the eighth, the Brewers are leading the Minnesota Twins by a score of 3-2, and you can hear the rest of the broadcast of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in the majors today, games going on tonight include the Royals at the Orioles, the Phillies will be hosting the Reds, the Angels will be at the Marlins, the Rays will be hosting the Rangers, it will be the Mets hosting the Tigers, the Rockies will be at the Cubs, the White Sox will be hosting the Braves, the Astros hosting the Blue Jays, it'll be the Cardinals at the Padres, the Yankees at the Diamondbacks, Guardians at the Mariners, the Athletics will be hosting the Red Sox, and the Dodgers will be hosting the Giants. Bob Uecker received a hearty ovation from fans chanting Uke when the legendary broadcaster appeared on the American Family Field video board early in the Milwaukee Brewers home opener. Brewers fans don't know how many more times they'll get to continue cheering. The presence of Mr. Baseball Uecker was back at the ballpark Tuesday, handling play-by-play on the radio because of Milwaukee's game with the Minnesota Twins today, as team officials remained circumspect about the 90-year-old's workload for the rest of the year.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders, two large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. All-NBA guard Damian Lillard will miss a second straight game when the Bucks play at Washington tonight. The team reports he is dealing with a groin strain. Lillard has missed six games this season, and Milwaukee has prevailed in one of them. Also on the Bucks injury report for the game are Giannis Antetokounmpo with a sore hamstring and Chris Middleton with a sprained ankle, as well as Patrick Beverley with a sprained wrist, are listed probable for the Wizards game tonight. And tip-off for that game will be at 6. And Packers coach Matt LaFleur says the departure of running back Aaron Jones caught him off guard. LaFleur said he had been under the impression Jones would be back next season. When the star running back refused to take a pay cut, he was released and Green Bay picked up former league-leading rusher Josh Jacobs. Since Jones signed with the Vikings, the Packers will see their former teammate at least twice a year. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hi, I'm Steve Fuller, currently a Richland Electric Co-op director and have served since 2012. Obtaining knowledge and continuing education are of the utmost importance to me and our Richland Electric Cooperative. Safety, reliability, sustainability, and affordability are the core objectives which are very important guidelines used by Richland Electric Co-op. Solar implementing, succession planning, and the untimely COVID event were critical parts of the team delegations I participated in. I, Steve Fuller, would appreciate your vote and support on the upcoming election. The April 13th, 2024 annual meeting will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. sharp. Be sure to mark your ballots and sign your envelopes. All ballots are due by 4 o'clock p.m. April 12th, 2024. Thank you.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Soybeans and corn will lower Tuesday. Cattle finished tired, hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed lower. They were up early following bean oil, but dipped on oil moving down from its highs along with overhead resistance. February's soybean crush was record large for the month, even if it was short of pre-report expectations. May beans were down 11 and 3 quarters, 11.74. July was 11 and 3 quarters lower at 11.87 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal is down $5.10 at $3.28.30. May soybean oil was 36 points higher at $48.60. Corn was lower, 2% of the crops planted, and while there are some near-term rain delays, the precipitation is generally welcome. Dry conditions are an issue for second crop corn in parts of southern Brazil. May corn was 9 lower at 426.5. July was down 8 and a quarter at 441. And wheat was lower. 56% of winter wheat's in good to excellent shape, well above a year ago, with soft red in better condition than hard red. Spring wheat planting's just getting underway in parts of the northern U.S. plains. May Chicago was 11 and 3 quarters lower at 545 and a quarter. May Kansas City was down 12 and a quarter at 563 and a quarter. May Minneapolis wheat was 70 and a quarter lower at 627 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up in an oversold bounce, waiting for this week's widespread direct business. Megan Grebner will have more on that in a moment. June live is $1.05 higher at 176.37. August was up 102 at 173.12. May feeders are 217 higher at 244.85, and August feeders are up $3 at 254.65. And hogs ended Tuesday's session mixed, consolidating after Monday's gains. June lean was up 22 cents at 103.72. The July contract was 7 cents higher at 105.60. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the product, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with a fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were around $188 plus live in the south, while nothing was established in the north. It's likely significant trade volumes going to be delayed until the back half of the week. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.58 at $304.16. Select was $2.80 lower at $298.99. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 5,000 on the weekend, down nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 455 with a weighted average of 84.71. The Iowa Minnesota closed 432 higher with a weighted average of 84.50. The Western Corn Belt up 453 with a weighted average of 84.71. Pork values closed higher at 52 cents at 97.13. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up nearly 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
An equipment dealer says some farmers are looking and others are buying equipment, even with today's tight margins and high interest rates.
They're looking for deals, and right now there's some deals to be had. Manufacturers have, from what I see, a pretty solid supply of iron, so there's some deals to be had out there for the growers.
That's Joe Newman from Ziegler Equipment. We'll hear more from him next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Newman with Ziegler Equipment spoke with Brownfield during the recent WPS Farm Show in Wisconsin and says some farmers are looking, but others are still buying.
They're looking for deals, and right now there's some deals to be had. Manufacturers have, from what I see, a pretty solid supply of iron, so there's some deals to be had out there for the growers.
What types of machines are moving more these days?
Right now, just mainly due to the time of year, it's application equipment, sprayers, fertilizers, spreaders, that type of thing.
You finding that some of the other large stuff, like the combines, tractors, maybe up and down various times of the year?
Combines are kind of slowing down a little bit. Tractors are kind of holding pretty steady for the most part, but it'll be definitely interesting, I would say, in the next 18 months or so to really see what some of these markets do bring for us.
As far as tractors go, we've heard some reports that
a lot of the hobby farms are keeping the tractor business alive with those smaller horsepower tractors. Are you seeing that too?
A little bit. We're starting to see the manufacturers again with interest programs, that kind of stuff gets people really interested again. Some 0% for 60 months gets a lot of those compact tractors rolling again. So where we haven't seen since probably the COVID downturn where people were starting to spend a little extra money.
Is it better now than right around COVID time?
I would actually say it's probably down just a little bit. Some of the consumers are, you know, slowing down a little bit. Just kind of unknown is kind of holding them off a little bit.
When the farmers come through here at the show, are they asking a lot of questions about features and prices and deals, things like that?
The big thing what I see with the farm shows now, the consumer's pretty well educated. To be honest with you, a lot of the farmers, they know just as much about the equipment than, you know, the guy selling them now. They're really doing their research ahead of time. They're not really coming to learn a whole lot about new features because, you know, they're pretty well educated. There's a lot of bright guys out there. They're really doing their homework.
What's your advice to farmers that may be looking for a piece of equipment this time of year?
Be diligent in what you're looking for. Ask questions of equipment that you're not familiar with because there's a lot of good stuff out there and it's not your granddad's equipment anymore. And for guys that just go out and buy the same thing that they've always bought, just try to educate yourself because there's a lot of good stuff out there.
That's Joe Newman, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Ever caught a bus floating down the river? Ever looked in her eyes and seen forever? Ever smelled the air right after the rain? Ever gone back home just when mama's cooking? Ever hit that shop when everybody's looking? Ever felt that rush from a leap of faith? Yeah, don't get better than.
Rolling on your honey under neon lights.
it figured out how not to make the easy things so hard to do. I bet that I'd be further down this road if I could read the signs that point me to the truth. I never planned on being nothing but a cowboy, but somewhere I picked up the soul guitar. Girl, all I can say is that I'm sorry if I get kinda careless with your heart. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. So far I've been good at burning bridges, strike a match and ride right out of town. Bless your heart for never trying to fix me, or quit me, or slow me down. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. All the highways playing outlaw, rolling out of nowhere with the brakes off. All the crazy and the whiskey, waking up and wondering what hit me. Oh, forgive me, I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. Still learning to be human.
Said when I was very young, she told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Thank you.
you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day, and we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years I never thought she'd leave. By 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. Here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, Mama, please don't look at me.
trying to clear my head from this morning, all the things I should have said.
I've been thinking maybe I was wrong, I was angry, but then I heard our song.
Oh, oh, we're overthinking, overthinking. Oh, oh, I know we can work it out, so
baby, just come home.
You're still growing,
you're still the only one.
I know it's gonna be rain, but it makes the grass a little greener. Blue skies are gonna turn gray, but I'm on the right side with you. Some people want it all there, looking at all the wrongs. Oh, I know it's gonna be rain, but I'm on the right side with you.
Think before I speak,
I'll do better. Yeah, you can count on me.
Oh, oh, we're overthinking, overthinking. Oh, oh, I know we can work it out, so
baby, just come home.
You're still growing,
you're still the only one.
I know it's gonna be rain, but it makes the grass a little greener. Blue skies are gonna turn gray, but I'm on the right side with you. Some people want it all there, looking at all their lungs. Oh, I know it's gonna be rain, but I'm on the right side with you.
I know it's gonna be rain, but it makes the grass a little greener. Blue skies are gonna turn gray.
I know it's gonna be rain, but it makes the grass a little greener. Blue skies are gonna turn gray, but I'm on the right side with you. Some people want it all there, looking at all their lungs. Oh, I know it's gonna be rain, but I'm on the right side with you.
Dimples in the small of your back, the way they're speaking to me just like that. Red wine made my imagination run. Oh, I can taste it on the tip of my tongue. Let it run, let it roll. Baby, I am under your control. Love me fast, kiss me slow. Hang on to anything you can hold. It's a long way down to where I wanna go. It's a long way down to the center of your soul. It's a long way down. I'm a loaded gun, but I love you some sugar on the tip of my tongue. Believe me when I say it's true. Nobody makes me feel the way you do. Well, I love you from the morning till the setting sun. Yeah, I can taste the ocean on the tip of my tongue. Let it run, let it roll. Baby, I am under your control. Love me fast, my tongue.
time. I wanna love you till my days are done. I wanna tell you that I think that you're the one. Oh girl, you know when it's all said and done, everything about you's on the tip of my tongue.
WRCO.